Hi there, it's Amy Wood recording an audio boo, a little podcast to talk a little bit about the excitement that's building in Greenville, South Carolina. There is a new store, a store that many big cities have that most locations in the upstate would never even dream of. South Carolina, for that matter, not having a store like this, the Dean and DeLuca Shop. And that is going to be basically a cafe under that amazing, famous brand name that you see in big cities like New York and others around the nation. They just have a handful of operations in actual retail locations. They have a big online location, deanandeluca.com, that you can check out. But today, the mayor of Greenville tweeted the news. He broke the story on Twitter saying that Dean and DeLuca was coming. And it really opened up a lot of eyes because immediately it was impressive to think that was coming to our area. That's like landing a major retail chain or a designer store almost. You know, it's a really big operation that normally doesn't come to a city of Greenville size. So the question in my mind at this point is, what is Dean and DeLuca seeing in Greenville, South Carolina? I think a lot of us here see it. We think it's a gem and worth discovering and worth experimenting with. And a lot will ride on how Dean and DeLuca does in Greenville as far as what will come next. Because if you get a big brand like that coming into this market to see if it can succeed, could be pretty exciting to see what would happen next, if indeed it does. This also, the buzz in Greenville has been all week that big things were going to happen at North Main, on the North Main end of Main Street. And so while nothing officially has been said about for sure going in that part of town, it sure sounds like it may be that kind of destination location that they'd want to put up there that would tempt all of us who go to the West End to go back up on North Main and do some business up that way with all the stores that are up there and restaurants and things. So, exciting times all over the upstate. And think about this, too. This is great news for Greenville. It's great news for the upstate. It draws really interesting brand names attention to our region. But then it also points out, too, Greenville's not the only one having great things going on. Spartanburg right now has a fabulous, not a big name, but a fabulous new one-of-a-kind nonprofit bookstore that has opened. It just opened about 2 weeks ago. I've been in already. They custom ordered a book for me from my childhood that I'm going to share with my daughter, one of the old Robert McCluskey classic children's books that they were able to order. You know, they have a lot of personalized service. It's a beautiful setup, very simplistic and fresh and nice displays. A lot of local authors are featured, and it's an independent bookstore, obviously, so you always love to see those popping up around the Carolinas. And then next to it, it's opening in the next week or two, is a amazing coffee bar and a bakery that are all in one, and they have walkthrough between the two locations. So it's kind of like they're separate business entities, but they're all together. So you'll be able to go into the bookstore with your coffee, grab a bagel or a snack of some sort, or a gorgeous baked good, and have a fabulous time all in one little block of Spartanburg. It's right across from the Herald Journal, just off of Morgan Square, in case you're looking for it. So there you go. We have Dean and DeLuca and a Verizon store going downtown Greenville. We've got all of this excitement with the bookstore, the bakery, and the coffee bar opening in Spartanburg in the next week or two. And frankly, you know, who can complain? I know we say that the economy is still not where we wanted it to be, but we really do live in a fortunate area in the sense of still being able to see exciting and good things happening for our community. So just wanted to share that with you. I'd like to know if you think that developing North Main is a good idea in Greenville to get people down to that side of Main Street. I'd also love to know what you think about the new nonprofit bookstore. And it's going to be using the money from it to help our local author community. So it's going to help local writers to continue their work and to carry on the writing tradition. So as a journalist, of course, I like that idea. All right, I'm Amy Wood, and I hope you have a great weekend. And let me know what you think. We'll talk about it over the weekend. Good night.